Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, cohabitation.
Because the thing is, you're looking at cohabitation from various angles. Number one, economic reasons.
The woman decides, okay, I can't keep living with my parents. I need to go out and do for myself.
Well, cohabitation is an arrangement where two people who are not married live together, of course, in an emotionally or sexually intimate relationship on a long-term or permanent basis. Cohabitation usually refers to unmarried couples who live together without formally registering their relation as a marriage. And that is according to Wikipedia.com. And that's our topic tonight. And some traditions in Africa, it's a taboo. However, a woman to live with a boyfriend without getting married. And the same applies to a man. So why do some people still prefer this arrangement? Or is it a one-sided decision? Well, who prefers this most? Men or women? Well, that's the topic we're discussing tonight. Of course, you know, usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues, the only lady in the room, Odette Frazier. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Sunday.
And, of course, Yemi Obajemi, the regular. Welcome back, Yemi. Well, we look forward to an interesting discussion with our studio guests. But first, I recently spoke to Anthony Molly from Uganda, and he has a very interesting take on this issue.
No, but I think, seriously, cohabitation is a good thing, because when you cohabitate, you want to be with each other. And, you know, that's important, because it's the feeling, it's the effort that the partners put in that makes them stay together. When you get married, the law protects you. The law gives you that option. You can't get out of it. You must be together. So I think if when you look at it from that point of view, cohabitation is a good thing.
Okay, but also
there's...
Because people
who cohabitate actually want to be together.
Right. But also I've heard people talking about cohabitation that some people say it's not very good, because sometimes when these people live together for so long, they end up, as soon as they get married, they break up. And you find out that some places, in Africa especially, this is a taboo.
That's exactly what I was just saying now. You know, when you cohabitate, you put in an effort to do that, you know. You go the extra mile to help out your mate and all that kind of stuff. When the minute you get married, then you begin to take things for granted. And that's when the problems start coming in. And it's always very sad, of course, in Africa here and I think in other parts of the world as well. Once people get married, you should stay married until death do you part, because that's what it is supposed to be. And it's very sad to see that people always break up immediately after marriage. And yet they were very happy together before they were married.
I know.
So,
Isn't that funny?
That's, to me,
crazy.
I think that's really the difference. Marriage, you take things for granted because the law protects you. Mm. And the law will always be there and push you back together. So the individuals do not put an effort. But relationships is all about effort. It's all about making sure that you make your partner happy. And that doesn't just come out. You can't wish it. It's not going to happen. You must do something to make it happen.
And you learn things every day, you know, when you're together, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Here in Uganda now, for instance, there's a new law that is being drafted that is coming up, and they're saying that if you cohabit for 10 years, then you're deemed to be married.
Oh, yes. Yes. Actually, I know, because actually that's common law even in outside Uganda, other places in the Western world. If you're living with somebody for some time, they say according to common law, you have lived for such years, you guys are just considered just like husband and wife. So
exactly,
that would be, I think, perfect timing for that law to come about. So
yeah, so we're waiting to see what it will be like. Yeah.
Exactly. And one thing I'm interested to know as well, just from your point of view, do you think men or women, who would be most likely to like this kind of setting, to live in cohabitation? Would that be a men's side of view, or that mostly is favorable for women?
That's a tough one. Because, you know, as men always want to go out there and sample as many different women as they possibly can. So I think the men would probably prefer to cohabit. Whereas women are usually very emotional, and they put a lot into relationships and stuff like that. So I think women would more or less go out for marriage, outside marriage, while men would probably prefer to cohabit for as long as possible before they commit to marry.
As long as they can hang on, right? Okay.
Yeah, hang in there, go visit a few people outside and come back home. You know?
Thank you, Anthony Molly from Uganda. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we're discussing cohabitation. Let's go back to our studio guest. And first, I want to ask you, Odette Frazier, would you like to have this arrangement for yourself? And does it work or it doesn't? What's your take?
That's a huge question.
Okay, why huge?
Because the thing is, you're looking at cohabitation from various angles. Number one, economic reasons. You can cohabitate, based on both of y'all's finances. You may want to come together so that way it helps with the bills and all of the good stuff. But then if you're not emotionally connected, then you have a problem. Then it doesn't work if you're not emotionally connected. But I don't know. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I know in the African setting, I mean, where I come from, my own tribe, it's a taboo. You live together when you're married. And you find that people stay in their mothers' or parents' homes till they're, 30-something. And then when they get married, they get out.
Even 40-something.
Even 40-something. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think in the Western world, here in the U.S., for instance, it works if you're both committed to it. But if you're not, and one person is in for the wrong reason, then you're doomed. People say it's advisable to cohabitate, to live together before marriage. So that way you kind of know each other, you know what you like and what you don't like. But then if something goes wrong, you're out.
Yeah, that's true. If something goes out, you're totally out, because it's very simple to just say it's over because you're not married. You know, but when you're married, then it's a whole different process.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you're cohabitating, you don't have all your, the legal aspects of it. You
right.
don't have things tied together. You
right.
can easily break apart.
Right.
So I think that's why people choose that in the first instance before they actually get into the actual marriage.
But I want to ask Yemi, because you've done this couple of times before. And as I referred to my intro, is this something men prefer? Is it a man thing? Or women prefer it most? And what's your take on it?
No, I don't think it's gender specific. I think it's more economical than anything.
Really? Economical?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even in Africa? Not in America?
Even in Africa, yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is a taboo in a lot of places. I wouldn't say it's a taboo in Nigeria, but it's very much frowned upon. You shouldn't do it. As a woman, you should wait in your parents' house till your husband comes to get you. But
that's most countries in Africa, not exactly. Just Nigeria. Yeah,
but,
I know that.
But
yeah.
You know, in many cases, even in Nigeria, you would find, you know, that's not the case because one, the girl decides she wants to be independent and move out because maybe the living situation is not conducive, or she feels like, you know, she just wants to do things on her own and she decides to move out. Or you can also look at instances where westernization starts to become a huge aspect in the country and, you know, the woman decides, okay, I can't keep living with my parents. I need to go out and do for myself. And my man coming to find me in my parents' house is not, you know, as practical as it used to be anymore. So, I mean, when the marriage comes, they still act it out. Like, you know, they still go back to the parents' house and, you know, the engagement and the family meeting each other is still done at the parents' house and all that. So, you know, they still act it out. But for different reasons, people move in together. It's financial and, you know, not. There's a proverb where I'm from that says, I mean, even in English, they say it's all hands are not equal. So you can't compare. You can't use your watch to, or somebody else's watch or plan to run your own life. People are born differently.
Right.
People have different advantages and disadvantages. And if your situation doesn't allow you to conveniently stay in your parents' house...
Uh-huh. Especially the world now with professional women or professional men. I mean, yeah. Somebody has their own profession. They have their things together. Why would they still stay at their parents' home? They don't want to do that.
No. Yeah, yeah. It's just not practical.
And when you do that, you have your girlfriend now. That's where the problem comes. You have a girlfriend. She wants to come to your home all the time. And what do you want to do? You end up living together.
Yeah.
Anyway, hold it right there. This is Let's Talk. If you're just joining us, we'll take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in our Washington studio right now with Odette Frazier and Yemi Obajemi. We are discussing cohabitation. We'll be right back.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media. VOA.
Welcome back. Cohabitation, that's the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views on the issue and so many differences. Another person with her own take on the issue is my colleague, Henok Fente.
Generally, I think you won't know a person until you live with them. You know, you may have this honeymoon period of going out on dates, going to the movies, doing travel. But you really won't know a person until you start cohabiting under the same roof, four walls, and then you will find out if that person is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
So you will find some things that you don't maybe know about or you knew about before.
You know, there's the Sunday. There's things that are so little in some cases,
yes,
that really get into you in a crazy way. You know, it could be the way she touches her hair or, you know, it's just. There's things, huh?
Yeah.
So if you want to know, and also I'm a very clean person. Personal hygiene is very important for me.
Yes.
So, you know, when a girl goes out on a date, she's putting her perfume.
Oh,
she smells
looking
great. And she looks amazingly beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And then in the house, it's a mess. Yes.
So that won't work for you?
No.
Okay.
She has to be clean.
Okay, that's number one. But number two, there's in my panel we're discussing right now, people are saying this is something women always like when they get into this and they always want to get married as soon as you start cohabiting. And men don't. So you tell me, is this true or not? Is it something that always...
I don't know if that's the case, really. There's so many guys who want to get married to a beautiful girl and the beautiful girl doesn't want to marry them.
Okay.
You know, if you are committed to a relationship and you want to make it work, you can definitely make it work. And before you go in front of your family and friends and promise forever in front of your loved ones, it's very important to to taste the water and see if you can live with that person and determine whether... I mean, there's so many great things about cohabitation. Number
like
one.
What?
Rent is cheaper.
I like that. Okay.
Number two, when you cook, you don't cook just for one person. Uh-huh. You cook for two. Right. So there's sharing in that aspect.
Right.
If you get sick or if you have a heart attack, somebody will find out.
Right away.
Aside from, all the utilitarian convenience factors, there's also the sharing aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the nurturing, trying to see if you can build a home together.
Right.
It's an interesting exercise. And, you know, the good thing about cohabitation, you don't have to get a divorce. You know, tear your lease and move on.
And that's what people say. I mean, in this panel, we were talking also that, you know what, you live together. If you decide to leave, you just jump out and go. But when you get married, that is not the case. And some people usually live together, but when they get married, it's a problem. But when they're cohabiting, it's never a problem.
I like domestic partnership.
Why?
You know, it's the best arrangement. It's only based on mutual consent.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a binding legal paper lingering behind you. You don't have the expectation of family and friends, because once you get married, everybody expects you to stay married.
And yes, and they expect even to though see things you, are your not, wife, and they expect to see your kids. When are they coming?
It's too much pressure. And putting too much pressure on a relationship breaks the relationship.
That's the problem, right?
So, I'm not saying don't get married or I don't plan to get married. Yes. I do, but... you got to try it first.
That's what you believe.
I believe, and
according
that's how
to
that's Henok, how I live.
Henok Fente's perspective.
Yes, sir.
And thanks to my colleague Henok Fente.
JP's a production. It's okay. Oh yeah, shake body. Oh yeah, move body. Make you ring alarm. Oh yeah, shake body. We are it. I say all the blessings and love I decisions, they make me they shout hallelujah. Can't hold me for ransom, cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. They won't hold me for ransom, cause I'm young and I'm rich and I'm handsome. Oh yeah, shake body. Oh yeah, move body. Make you ring alarm.
Reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing cohabitation. Let's get back to our studio guests. Currently, folks, 60% of all marriages are preceded by cohabitation. But fewer than half of cohabitating unions end in marriage. 60%. Okay? When you used to live with him, it's okay. And then when you get married, it's a problem. So I don't know. 60% of that doesn't work. So my question to you guys, do you think cohabitation is now becoming a problem?
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
Because, you know, not one size fits all.
Okay.
So in some instances it will work, in some instances it won't. But for all intents and purposes, I think that certain people should live together before they get married.
Some people?
Some people should.
Why are you putting on some people?
It's not for everybody.
Oh, okay.
It really is not. And, you know, some people want to, you know, wet their feet in the water a little bit before they actually get fully into it. And it works for that purpose. But also, you know, if you don't want to get married in the long run, you should be upfront about it. Because
to your partner,
most women, I'm talking from a woman's point of view, most women look forward to marriage.
Yeah.
When you live together, that's the end result that they're looking for.
Yes, exactly.
So if as a man, you know, you don't want to get married, mm-hmm. you got to be upfront about it. You have to say it. Look, I'm not into this marriage thing, but I'm good for us living together.
Right.
If the woman wants to accept that, fine. If not, y'all live together and meet somewhere else when you want to meet.
Exactly. But you hear me, tell me about this. This is what Odette says. And Odette thinks it's very easy for a guy to say that. But if you actually go into a man's mind, I mean, sometimes that's not practical. Especially, as you say, when if it's for economic reasons, how would you tell somebody and you expect her to help you to leave your place? Yeah. Can you explain it to me?
I think cohabitation actually is part of growing up. At some point, I do advise every adult man should try.
You're bad.
Every adult man should try it at some point. That person that you feel like you like a lot, whether or not you want to marry the person, go ahead and live with the person. Even if it's not, even if you don't voice it verbally,
right?
You know, it'll happen. Trust me.
Mm.
We're talking about women. They
they will tell
you. They leave something behind on purpose. You know,
to make sure my signature is here. Someone is coming back. I own this place.
A death was here.
Exactly.
So, you know, just in case anyhow girl just shows up. She knows I
she
was
knows
there.
She knows that it was here.
We'll be able to mark our territory.
I know.
So, you know, it happens gradually.
Yes.
And then if the likeness grows into love, next thing you know, she's coming for the whole weekend.
Exactly.
And then, you know, if you're not careful as a guy, you will get talked into marriage. That's how it happens.
You see that? Now you get to see my point?
You will get talked into marriage.
Even if you're not, you're not ready for it.
Yeah, you just wake up one morning and you're like, we're going to the registry. Like, what?
What happened?
What happened? You know, so I encourage every guy to try it.
Right.
You know, if one of the things I learned about a year or two ago, because as guys, sometimes we just, you know, we just gallivant around. We're just jumping from one girl to the next. We're not really, we're not programmed the way women are. You know, when a woman picks a guy, she looks at you like, you know, is he the one?
Mm-hmm.
But when a man, a lot of times when we look at a woman, we're like,
what's she going to do for me today?
We're planning our exit strategy. From the beginning.
From the beginning of the thing, you see? You see on that how people are planning the exit strategy. And you're planning how to stay.
Men are wired completely differently from women.
I know, totally different. You see, totally different. So that's why I'm trying to find out, is this cohabitation thing really helping men or women? Or is it something that men prefer or women mostly prefer? Because they believe it's going to turn into marriage.
Yeah, sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. You know, you there was something you saw in the girl the first time you approached her.
Mm-hmm.
And if all goes well,
then you say,
you cohabitate. We're not really picky, you know, about whether a woman lives with us or not. It just depends on what our intentions are. If your intentions are pure, you really like the person, you won't mind.
Right.
And if it turns out, you know, it turns into marriage, fine, you know. But the reason why it doesn't work a lot of times is because, you know, the girl puts up a front from the get-go, and then you guys get to know each other. Sometimes they don't even put up a front. It's just who they are. You guys get to know each other, and you're like trying to break each other's head.
You're not compatible.
It's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing or the other. You're just not compatible.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Move on.
You know? Now, since Yemi's saying this, I'm trying to learn from you guys. Maybe you can tell me, Odette. You say you just put it up front. How do you think? Is this something that women really would prefer most of the time? Or is something that is a man thing, or is a woman thing?
I think women prefer it. Women prefer that men say it up front. And, you know, we put all our cards on the table and say, this is where we want to go. Let's see if it works. But when we're all hiding behind, you know, our feelings or whatever, it doesn't normally work out well. So open communication, and open dialogue in a situation like that is perfect. It perfects because it serves a purpose for both people in the particular relationship.
Right.
Well, I will say a younger me would have disagreed with that statement.
Right away.
A younger me would have disagreed completely.
Why?
But, you know, I can proudly say I'm a little bit more mature now.
Right.
And she is absolutely right. You know, say exactly what your intentions, state your intentions from the get-go.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, you lose out. You can't win them all. Yeah. You know, so if the girl, I know she might have figure eight and everything, but you just have to let that fish go.
Exactly.
Who can that one?
Exactly.
You know, let it go. You know, but yeah. Be honest.
Be honest from the beginning.
Be honest. Right. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, you know, when she realizes, okay, I've had my fun and he's had his fun as well, you guys might just end up becoming good friends and just like, you know, walk away or whatever.
And just remain friends,
and
maybe
just
with
remain
benefits.
Friends, you know?
I think that's another topic because you can't, exactly. Be, friends, you can't be friends with your ex.
I know, can you
it
be?
Doesn't work out.
Thank you so much, Odette. That's a whole other topic that we have to talk about.
No.
It. Can you be friends with your
that
ex?
Friends
I like that question, Odette. Okay? Oh, that is not accepting that. You cannot, right?
No,
it's over.
But
it's
turns
over.
Into something else,
right?
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and this is what people
door.
Talk about all the
you
time, right?
Door.
We're just friends. We used to date. Now we're just friends. Really? What are you talking about?
Exactly. We're exchanging notes.
I know. Well, hold it right there. Let's talk. That's the program you tuned to. And our topic today is cohabitation. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A Chinese restaurant owner has been arrested after allegedly lacing dishes with opium in an effort to keep customers coming back. The owner of the noodle shop admitted he bought 4.4 pounds of poppy buds in August. The buds contain the opium poppy seeds, from which the addictive narcotic opium is made. He allegedly crushed the buds into powder form and mixed them into the menu's items. Police discovered the secret ingredient after one of the restaurant's customers tested positive for drugs during a routine traffic stop. The restaurant owner was arrested and detained for 10 days.
Thanks, Maya. And that's it for our show on cohabitation. A big thank you to our guests, Anthony Molly and Jackson from Tanzania. And thank you also to my colleagues in the studio, Odette Frazier.
Thank you, Sunday. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much. And from the House of Service, Yemi Obajemi.
Always a pleasure, Sunday.
Thank you so much. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer in Unusual. Send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here, 202-205-9942, and leave us a voicemail. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, can you be friends with your ex? Well, stay tuned for that. And also don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Our host, Lino Madu, and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.